What's up?
Hey guys, so tonight we got an awesome little Instagram live for you guys. We are going to have the guys from Dune and Destroy on. Nick Farmer from Desert Whips is going to be on. And then right here we got my buddy Jeff Angel with his the Bull YXE is behind us. So it's going to be a fun time. We're going to talk about all kinds of fun shit. We're going to talk about the last Dune trip of the season. Talk about how freaking crazy it was that those guys were sending it so hard. We're going to just have a bunch of fun. Let's see here. We're going to get the Dune Destroy guys on real quick. Go. Then, Eric, you race tomorrow. Sweet, buddy. It's going to be fun, man. Good luck. Yo. Oh, I see how you do that. Kyle does a straight sponsor plug, like right off the bill of his hat, like right off there at the start.
You know how we do it.
What's up, Kyle? What's up, John? How are you guys doing?
What's up, Georgie?
How are you guys doing?
Well, you know.
Hey, so Kyle, I don't know if on the FaceTime you saw him, but John saw my buddy Jeff here. Jeff's joining us today.
Hola.
You guys might have actually crossed paths out of the dunes when you guys were out there.
It's very possible. I'm pretty that YXE looks super familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of popular. Jeff's not that popular, but his YXE is really popular. Just like me, dude. Everybody knows the unicorn. Nobody knows who the fuck I am.
Right. That would be sometimes.
Let's see if we can get Farmer on real quick.
Did he pop in?
I haven't seen him yet. We got a couple of people joining right now, but let me try to get him on real quick. Hang on.
Oh, he just joined.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give him a second then. Let's see if he can do it.
Yeah, I know, right? Let's see if he can figure out how to do it.
Oh, anyone at the 250? No, but one of the things I wanted to talk about was the San Felipe 250 right now. Jeff looks like an old fast moto guy.
He kind of does, yeah.
Yeah, he's super fast in his YXE. He's got a new turbo. What's up from Montana? What's up, 406 Rider? What are you guys giving away?
What are we giving away?
Our time. Smiles. We're giving away our time. Yeah, smiles.
Hey, are Fresh you guys going to do any giveaways? Because I do have something that the Dirt Life's giving away. All kinds of Boxo tools.
Oh, wow. Must
Not be on this one, though. Not on this live feed. You got to watch on Monday. That's how you reel people in, right?
Right. Exactly.
I'd say we probably give some away at 70K. So we're about
potentially
1,400 away.
Yeah.
You watching the pre-run right now? Yeah, they had qualifying today, dude. Did you guys see any of that qualifying from Robbie Gordon?
I did not.
No.
Dude, he was getting after it, man. Like
in what?
In the unicorn.
Yeah, well, his is called the unicorn, too. So for his is orange. He don't have no pink. No stripes, right. Dude.
Doesn't even count. Shouldn't even be called the unicorn unless it's got a rainbow on it,
right?
Dude, I feel you, man. Hey, 406 Rider said you guys should come to the St. Anthony Dunes. Do you guys know where that's at? I don't.
Idaho.
St. Anthony? No, St. Anthony, I think that's...
It's Idaho.
Maybe it is. It might be. Yeah.
Fact check
I'm
me.
Thinking a little Sahara.
There he is.
Here comes Farmer.
Yo!
What's up, Nick Farmer? How are you?
Yo! Hello.
What's happening?
What's up, buddy?
Sorry, I tried to request, but it wouldn't let me.
He's still trying to figure out Instagram. Give him a break.
Yeah, who knows, man?
He's almost 10,000 followers in, but he still can't figure it out.
Hey, Nick, so we got, you already know Kyle and John, obviously, but we got my buddy Jeff here with us, too.
What's up, Jeff?
How are you?
All right, so one of the things that I wanted to, like, bring up was – I already had people asking me this week, girls, that they wanted to go to the dunes next weekend and the following weekend after that. But I was like, dude, it's going to be so fucking hot.
Well,
this weekend actually is not bad.
The weather's supposed to cool down.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 87 here on Saturday, so it might not be too bad in the morning.
Yeah, but in the middle of the day? Yeah. When was your guys' last trip?
It can't be like 80s, low 80s to mid 80s. This weekend in Glamis, at least.
Wait, so does that mean you guys are going again?
Considering that my car is still not running, that's a no for me.
we're all at the tail end of being kind of incapacitated for the vehicles.
Yeah. Our cars are broken.
Dude, I'm showing you guys a high of 87 and 86 weekend.
Time to rebuild.
What, George?
What'd you guys blow out this time?
Well,
what didn't they blow out?
Fuel pump last trip, and then so I've either got a bad fuel pump or my intercooler's bad.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah. So I got some fun. Plus, I got to rebuild the front diff.
Sorry, guys. I'm trying to get space set up.
Plus, I gotta fix some other stuff. I got a bent upper control arm on the driver's side from doing that big jump.
And yeah.
Other stuff.
Dude, so Kyle's for anybody that didn't see it, look how fucking massive that is, dude. Like, were you in the air for like 20 minutes or what?
It was photoshopped.
It felt like 20 minutes, yeah. Photoshopped. Sure.
It's just sitting in the parking
dude,
lot.
Dude, that was so massive, though. How did that feel?
Hey, George, that was intimidating to watch that in person.
I know. I feel like my back hurts just seeing the picture.
Dude,
he finally hurts, yeah. So he finally knows where the breaking point is.
It's been 4 weeks since I did that jump, and my tailbone is finally feeling better.
Well, and you look who you're telling. You're telling Farmer. Like, he likes the sound, too.
He liked.
Liked, past that.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
but.
Jumping death wish him, yeah.
I just jumped a 75-foot step-up last week, so I'm getting back into it.
Oh, yeah. You're coming out of retirement?
So yeah,
you can ask his wife that.
She must be working. She ain't watching.
Skeeter 2015 says he will never learn. Yeah, none of us will ever learn, dude. We're all idiots.
It's part of the sport. That's what we do.
Well, dude, Jeff was saying that like when he started going to the dunes, he was kind of like getting into it, and then he started like getting faster and faster, and then he smoked the front of his car.
It's common.
Oh God. Yeah. Especially in
a YXZ. I lawn darted my brand new Turbo S like on the third trip this season. The dune disappeared out from under me.
I think it was the second trip.
Wasn't
that New Year's?
Could have been.
Normally,
MLK.
Normally, it's all the Can-Ams and the Razors that are breaking. And this last trip, it was the only two YXZs both lawn darted. And we were the ones.
Well,
so
when was your last
trip? Because we were going too fast, though.
When was your last trip?
3-4 weeks ago.
Oh, so, like 2 weeks ago.
The dunes are very, very hard to read this time of year. So it's hard to see where the one dune ends and the next one begins because of the lack of shadows.
Yeah, well, they called out a drop, but,
Oh, you weren't leading?
No.
Oh.
Now I was like about 7 or 8 in the pack, and they called out a drop, and I thought it was – I saw a car ahead – kind of go down, and I thought that was it, but it was the closer, and came in a little too hot and bent both wheels like this.
Oh, dude, so he was with the Weller crew and their Can-Ams and stuff? Listen to this fucking story. This is like MacGyver shit right here.
Yeah, I was. It didn't break anything. It just bent the two chrome molly tie rods, and they had a winch on a new rock crawler, and we tied a car to the back, put the winch on those, and they had a car tied to the back of the Weller car. So four cars all attached together, and they winched the tie rods back close enough to where...
Dude, four cars, and it took all that pressure to pull the tie rod back, like pulling on one car.
And they're heavy duty. They're big.
So that's gnarly. Tall. I think you were telling us about that, George, whenever we were on the show.
It still baffles me that like they come up with that idea. Whose idea was that, Jason? Yes, have you guys ever done anything gnarly like that?
We haven't used a winch to do anything like that, but we did try to press one of my ball joints back in with my electric trailer tongue jack.
Ooh, wait, that's a good idea.
I would say we didn't try. We were successful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were pretty successful.
That's some MacGyver level. Yeah.
We break a lot of stuff, so we've learned how to do trail fixes. And what bolts can we take off of people's cars to get us back running, or at least back the towing.
In fact, a Razor cage bolt will fit on the lower control arm. For the spindle mount on a Can-Am. Bam. Bet you didn't know that.
Good hack. Yep.
So you when your bolt falls out on a Can-Am, there you go.
You got to pay him for it.
Yeah, Tuesday Dune Hack, $5 on OnlyFans.
Nah, that's a good idea.
We can get them out. We can get people out, man. We just did a. I just did a recovery on Sunday, out in Dumont.
Oh
yeah.
Cody just chimed in. Yeah, and said I haven't got my stickers yet, John.
John lags pretty hard at sending stuff out, so I'll apologize firsthand right now. If you order something, it's going to take you 3 to 4 weeks.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Cody didn't order him. He was telling us about him on the show.
We're not Amazon.
And then I forgot.
We're not Amazon.
You got to send me a reminder, Cody.
That's hilarious, dude.
I don't know
Everybody's so used to getting their stuff like on drones, like within 5 minutes from Amazon. You guys are like going the opposite direction. You guys just go against the grain with everything.
You know, that's how we do it.
Well, I mean, we work daily jobs, not, you know.
Yeah, we're not sitting at home all day long.
It's that whole thing. Like, just make people burn more.
I delay shipping all the time.
Exactly.
when you get off work, do you, like, really want to go down to FedEx or to UPS and send stuff out? It's like,
F no.
They could wait one more day. Yeah, we're assholes. And we apologize for that.
There you go. Cody, you might have to talk to Rob Martin. He said I had to get stickers from Brent. I don't know who Brent is, but.
Are you saying Cody or Kobe?
Cody?
Cody.
Cody.
Cody Sanders.
Lube or Lude?
Jimmy?
Oh.
75 to go side by side?
We were actually going to do the live feed today from his house, but he couldn't get off work quick enough. He's a working boy, too.
Oh, gotcha.
Let's keep talking about those sends, dude, because those were pretty impressive. How, like, were you full?
Kyle hates talking about this jump.
What?
Because Kyle was doing another jump right next to it, and I go and blow this thing. And Kyle's like, you just made everything I did look so stupid.
It's pointless for any car in our group to jump now. Because it just looks stupid now.
100%.
I'm sorry.
It's like not even cool. It just
where was that jump at?
What?
Where was that jump at?
It's at Sunset Hill.
I don't know where that is.
The ledge.
Right on by Osborne.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right near Osborne. Yeah.
So that's a normal jump that everybody hits? You just hit it way more fast?
No, there's only been...
Only dirt bikes hit it.
Yeah, that I know, and there's been three... side-by-sides that have hit it, essentially. There was a dude that hit it, like, early March or President's Day weekend, one of the two.
Yeah.
And then I'd seen the video of him jumping it, and I was like, all right, that's the next one. And so we went over there. I actually went over there on Thursday of the farmer's birthday weekend, and I did it that Thursday, but it was a lot smaller. I wouldn't say a lot smaller. It was big, but it was still smaller. And then I hit it on Saturday evening in the wind, you know, going into the wind. And it just turned into something massive. So Did you only do it that once? So I did it three times on Thursday, and then I did it that one time on Saturday, because when I landed, it was just instant pain.
Yeah, you know. But I will give you this. The wind worked to your advantage and kicked the car perfectly to land on the fucking downhill.
It did.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, if you watch the video, like, from the outside, my car, like, comes up and then turns and rotates down perfectly down the slope.
Is it on your... Oh, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, it's on the page.
Dude, it's so gnarly. So I don't know if it'll repeat. There you go. Dude, that's crazy. Oh, yeah, you got whipped on it, though, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I did, like, whip a little bit. Just a wee bit.
Were you wooded?
What? No, I wasn't. That's only, like, a 50-55-mile-an-hour jump. It's really not that fast. Like, even Ruslan hit it on Sunday, that very next day, and he didn't even hit it pegged, and he went to the side.
Oh shit.
John said he's gonna do a backflip sand to sand dune.
Wait, say that again, Kyle, because it cut out.
John said he's gonna do a backflip sand dune to sand dune. That's the next stunt.
In a UTV?
Yeah.
I think physics, it's totally no problem. Physics, like, will totally accept that.
A little ramp work.
We just gotta find the right dune transition, that's all.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like to have this glass half full on these sands.
Right?
We were never really good at math.
Or physics.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Now I will. I don't know if I can talk about this or not. But
yeah,
you should have said it.
Ashley's all pissed now.
I know, right? I was approached to do
3.14 divided by 0.7.
Yeah, exactly. I was approached to do a TV show, and I may or may not have agreed to potentially backflipping my razor.
Hey, there you go. Well, at least you can do it in a safe spot, right?
Kinda, sure.
69 divided by 420.
I mean, I think you should jump the canal.
Not jumping the canal. We've already been down this.
Plus, the canal's already played out, dude. Swing set's played out. John's, like, looking for new shit.
That's right.
The swing set's definitely played out, and it's that whole launch is beat to crap, man.
Dude, it is blown out. So when you guys did all of a sudden, like, a whole bunch of other dudes come over there and try to send it on that thing, too, or did you just bail out?
Nobody else came that evening to try to do it.
They're smart.
I looked at it and said, no.
Yeah. Kyle was going to do it, but he was like, no.
In the RS1, or what car were you driving at that time?
Yeah, the RS1.
Yeah.
What motor? I lined up to it, and then just looking, it's 200 feet straight up to looking at the straight sky, and you're just like, yeah.
You can't see the landing. It's a full guess. You know,
you're just out there, like, sending it on a prayer?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Essentially, yeah.
Yes.
For motor mods, Paul Wall, I have Stage 2 Evo Flash, and that's it. So, nothing crazy.
On which one? RS1? Yeah, there's been some dudes. I don't think, Kyle, you don't have a turbo on your RS1, do you?
I'm in.
Is anybody running a turbo?
No. Has anybody got a Pro XP motor sitting around?
Oh, are you going to throw one of those in there?
Yeah, there is a turbo kit. There are turbo kits.
There is turbo kits, but at that point, as much as it costs, you might as well just throw a Pro XP motor in it.
Yeah. I saw some guys down at LaRue after I went down there. They had a big-ass turbo on one of those RS1s. But I kind of feel like what Kyle's saying, put a Pro XP motor in would be better.
What's the difference?
I don't know. It's just
that's what Russo's doing. I think he's doing a turbo S motor.
Dude, I see that kid, like, every day, man.
Yeah, so you should know.
Is that top secret?
No, I don't ask him questions anymore.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, some dude said he jumped the canal in his Dodge Ram. Well, I'm assuming
it's Dodge Ram. Canal jumped in my Ram.
That's pretty sick.
It was probably the guy that jumped it with his trailer attached to it, right?
Probably.
Hey, Nick, what was your most memorable dune trip?
Oh, this season?
Yeah.
President's Day.
How come?
Well, it was super fun, and Kyle wasn't there to share in the experience.
Oh, that's why they're saying, dude, it's always so much cooler when you're not there.
Exactly.
But no, it was. President's Day, we had we burned a lot of fuel. We did. The camp life was extra fun. But I feel like just the dunes, everything was kind of just like on point, perfect. So we had a good run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then why did the President's Day YouTube edit do the worst on YouTube today?
Because we're too busy having fun to film.
We're too busy having fun to hit record.
Yeah.
Land media guy over here, dude.
When we did record, it was all for the most part unusable content because. Yeah. There's some people that were just running around our camp naked, like, a lot.
Dude, so, I'm telling you, OnlyFans is your guys' secondary content outlet.
Yeah, we, our camp life weekend was by far wild. It was fun.
Oh, boom. Cowboy Deluxe just totally hooked Kyle up, dude, because Kyle wasn't there to film.
That's exactly
Kyle's the media guy.
John was naked the whole time. Yeah, we don't have...
Only I might as well own it. That way, at least I have something because I'm not going to jump anything that'll be remotely cool anymore.
What was the best trip for you guys?
Wasn't President's was like what about 4 weeks ago?
Yeah,
that was the last like one. Only
President's was like 2 months ago.
No, President's.
Did you guys go on some good rides with the Wellers?
I can't remember. It was at least 4 weeks ago. My car's been with them for a couple of weeks. So,
Oregon Dunes are calling your name. Are you guys going to get up there?
Solid.
I'm headed out there tomorrow.
Actually, we're trying to work out going to your takeover.
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to Oregon tomorrow. I think Oregon for UTV takeover is in June?
Yeah, it's the end of June. Wait, I thought you were leaving on Monday, Nick.
I leave tomorrow morning.
Oh, I thought you left Monday, the 19th. You're leaving the 16th?
I thought it was the 19th, but I was wrong.
Way to go, guy.
So,
yeah.
What are you going to Oregon for, just to hang out?
Yeah, we're going. I'm going to Coos Bay. We're doing my 2021 Dune Tour. I'm going to go
Coos Bay, Oregon,
St. Anthony's over in Idaho, and then down to Coral Pink in Utah and Zion.
Dang, dude. You're doing all that.
Yeah, Bryce, dude. Nice. Check it out.
So it should be you said Bryce? Yeah, so we're just the wife and myself and our two dogs.
Dude, that's pretty official.
No, your dog and a half. You have one and a half dogs.
And one and a half dogs.
Why, is he missing some legs?
No.
Dog and a puppy.
Yeah, I got a brand new puppy that's like 5 weeks old.
Yeah.
That's who I'm looking
for. And then Mandy's like, hey, this is going to be a great idea to bring this puppy along on a 2,000-mile road trip. Let's go.
Small bladder.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a fun trip.
Hey, someone from Chile just logged on and said salute from Chile.
Yurko.
I don't think Pismo is still open, bro. I think you're probably going to have to find
another spot. Pismo is open, but they're very limited on how many passes they give it out daily. Huh. And most of them are already pre-reserved for the whole year.
So basically,
they don't let you camp everywhere now, I guess.
So basically, Brian, you're going to have to get on Nick Farmer's level and start traveling around doing the Dune Tour.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, Nick, who are we talking up to that said that they could run the whole perimeter Pismo in 15 minutes?
Nick. Oh, I believe it.
That was
it's small, dude.
That was weird. Somebody.
The dude from the rental place.
Oh, yeah. Right. Alan Glamis.
Yeah, what's that dude's name?
Matt Gordon.
Matt Gordon. That's right.
Are you still at work, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he
makes his own hours.
Desert Whips for work. Desert Whips for life.
Yeah.
So we were talking about like how Jeff's car got fixed, but I was seriously wondering like what the car count, like leaving each Dune trip on the back of the trailer, like how many guys could unload very easily. Like, how fucked up were you guys' shit when you left?
Well, last trip, my car had to be pushed into the trailer. So
that's what I mean.
Actually, it's not that bad. I'd say every trip, maybe only one car, if that.
Yeah, probably one or two.
We get everybody fixed, and if it's basically mechanically not able to fix, then that's when it gets on there.
Well, President's Day, we had two. Right, so because Kobe rolled, and then that other dude, Nick, his Can-Am was full wadded, the whole front end. So that was two.
Then Farmer's birthday weekend, there was just Ruslan's car.
Yeah.
We came across in the dance of the street.
Great. Ashley said it's always your car, John.
My car a lot. My car's come home more than I wanted to this season.
Yeah, I've taken, in the beginning.
Hasn't been that many.
Brought the trailer back and forth every trip in the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
But, hey, so
yeah, to bring other people's shit back.
Which was weird because normally it's always the end of the season when everybody's stuff has to come home. And then this year it was like the beginning of the season everybody's stuff had to come home.
Well, it started with my car.
Well, if you want to be technical, it started with mine.
It was the RS1. The RS1 in San Hollow.
Yeah. That's true.
Nick brought it home for me.
Yeah, and fixed it.
Fixed it and then delivered it to Glamis on Halloween.
Like an angel.
Wow.
Like an angel. And then
nice. Jay Strong 211 says every time John brings up President's Day, you got to take a shot.
President's Day.
My wife's going to be when I get home.
He's going to be tuned up. Hey, so I actually had a personal question on the show, Nick. John was telling me that your vision isn't that great.
No, my vision is not that great.
I actually respect that a lot because I can't be out of this motherfucker at all. You lead and you do all that shit at the dunes. Like, how do you do it?
So my right eye is like 70% blind in my right eye. And I have a depth perception issue, and I'm colorblind, and I have astigmatism. So at nighttime, my eyes fucked up. My eyes dilate different, like during the nighttime. So if I can, I can see better with the lights off at night. So I lead our rides like at nighttime with the least amount of light I can have up front, because I can see shadows better.
You're like an owl.
I'm kind of like an owl. That's, but during the day, during the daytime, Ryan, I've just
it's an STD.
I just know how to. I don't know. I've been doing it 35 years, man. So I'm pretty good at reading the transitions and reading the dunes.
Yeah. Where
I have 20/20 vision in my left eye, but
don't you forget it, Steve.
My peripheral is like very limited on my right hand side, though, so I'm constantly having to like turn my head.
Yeah, use your left eye for that. Well, I was just wondering, because that's going to help me a lot, because I've only been to the dunes, I think, once, one and a half, twice maybe, since I had my accident, and this eye doesn't work anymore, so I'm going to use all those tips.
Yeah, you just got to constantly move your head, but it's to me, like, I also look three dunes out, like three turns away when I'm leading the group. Like,
yeah, of course.
I used to lead
the group all the time, and well, now I don't, because I was getting used to it, but...
Our packs are, you know, we're running 16, 20 cars and 2-3 wide. They're racing behind me, man. Like,
so. I don't know. Wow. President's Day. Farmers,
right? Like 28 cars. Turn right the whole time.
So, yeah, I just constantly can. I predict my turns well in advance.
Yeah. And plus, like you said, you can read the dunes. You know what you're looking for. Like, that right there is, like, enough.
Yeah.
Key.
Nighttime's fun because a lot of people slow down at night, and I don't think I do.
Your dad, such a dad.
I feel like I maintain
President's Day. Speed. Yep, shot. It's because you can't see.
So,
hey John, President's Day.
I didn't say President's Day.
John's dad said Nick needs to teach John what a witch's eye is.
Oh, my wife.
I know what a witch's eye looks like. I've hit it a couple times.
Yeah, my wife showed him up close what a witch's eye was.
Put him into the wall.
Yeah, she did.
Actually, Brian just came up. He said Braille dunes. Like, when you get good at riding dunes, like what Nick is and these guys are, you can actually start feeling it. Like, you know where to go, and you get used to it. It's like...
Oh, yeah.
Two of them.
So what's your guys' dune experience? Like, obviously, you said prior to your accident, you haven't been back. You've only been back once, right, you said?
I think once or twice. I don't remember, but yeah, I've been back.
So prior to that, what was your dune life?
Oh, I was just like you, dude. I just ripped everywhere. We would just haul ass. Like, I was a leader all the time. Like, we'd go out on 40, 50 guy rides, like all kinds of cool shit.
What were you riding back then?
It just depends, whatever. Like, we took a like UTV Wolfpack when I started with them. We had our Razors, then we started YXZ stuff. Like, Jeff's set up some rides with the Yamaha YXZ AZ people, like all kinds of fun stuff, man. And I mean, like, when I was the moto guy, we would do it on two wheels too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I always like to learn a little bit more. That's why I was asking those questions.
Yeah, it's I don't know. To me, it's natural for me now. You know, it's things I don't even pay attention to.
He just naturally runs into all those big-ass witch's eyes and random holes.
Hey, don't be coming up on Nick's right side, dude. You might get served.
Actually, I did pass Nick on the right earlier this season. He's like, where the fuck did that come from?
Hey, he just got a really big, like, blind spot. Like, when you're going down the freeway, his blind spot's big on the right, so you got to jet past him.
Oh, yeah, I did.
There will be video somewhere soon where he tire taps me, and I was on the left side, so where's the excuse?
Nick tired that view?
Yeah, in Utah. Should be in
That's right.
Will be a good video.
I think that
it a good tire tap?
It was a good one. I was right behind him. It was badass.
It was noticeable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you lift it up?
No. Nah, it was not just that like bad. It was just like boom. And then they kept going. It was sick.
Let's see. We got a couple other questions. Yeah. Alan Offert said, dunes are my homeboys. Love your shit. When you guys going to make an urban version? Dude, they're called Dune and Destroy, not Pavement Destroy.
I mean, I'm down.
Maybe soon. We're trying to figure out actually something. I don't know how urban it's going to be. We're not going to be like ripping down the streets of San Diego like anybody else that's done that before.
Hey, so I got to hang out with Wilkie a little bit this past weekend. And I've always been a hater of the Class 11s because I don't want to break my back again. But when I saw those guys, I had so much respect for those guys because the cars are slow. But those guys were killing it up there in Victorville at the races.
I bet.
Dude, it was pretty rad to see. Like, they were just banging off each other. They were actually, like, doing some serious tire tapping. We smuggled 24 from the winter
haven to Slab City. Truck Haven at night in 2 hours.
Jesus, guy.
Wow. Okay.
He's a Marine. He's a Marine, too.
Solid.
Dude, that's hilarious. So are you guys going to go out to any more trips or no?
That's Mr. Fixer right there.
Mr. Fixer just chimed in.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to go out to the dunes anymore?
The other guy doing all our repairs.
Who?
Ian Martell. He just commented.
Yeah.
That's our in-group house mechanic.
Yeah. Ian's got more wrench time on my car than I do.
Have you guys ever been to the Cinders up in Flagstaff here in Arizona?
Oh, Cinders? I've never been there.
I heard it will beat the shit out of your car. Just destroy it.
It's like that's what everybody says, and a lot of people... it doesn't do any worse than sand. I mean, your car gets sandblasted when you go to the dune, so I mean, it's not that bad. I put shock covers on the back, and it's not a big deal, but it's great because it's when it's 110 here, it's 75 up there, and it's got this elevation. So you're at, I don't know how high up you are, but you're on the top of a peak, and you look across, and there's a 12,000 foot. Hill right there, mountain right there, the ski resort right there, sometimes still got snow on it, and you're cruising through the forest, and it's got this volcanic rock, and it's just like black pea gravel, and that's what they're talking about. It's like super abrasive, so kicking it up, it does.
It's kind of weird though, because like it feels like you're like out trail riding, but then you're like almost to the dunes. Like it's kind of weird being up there. It's super nice, but they got this one hill that's like it's impossible for a car like the unicorn to get up. Like his car has 200 horsepower or something, and he could probably make it.
I went up there.
See,
$100 hill, what they call it.
Oh, that's right.
I'm still waiting for $100. I'm not sure.
Suck it like a chorizo, John. Hard for moto guys though, from elevation. Yeah, for moto guys in that elevation, you got to go way more wide open. Are you guys gonna go out then to the dunes again? Or
no.
Our third wheel's trying to chime in. He's probably out working. So
The dune season that you asked for is over for the crew.
Yeah, for our group.
But not for Nick.
Yeah, now I got this one last trip, and that's it.
What's
Shannon's username?
Justice.
Has been served.
Oh, right there, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's a cop.
Yeah. But so glamour season's over, but our year is not over. We're trying to do... UTV takeover in Oregon, UTV takeover in Little Sahara, which is...
I got a new four-seater coming in like 30 days.
Yeah, Kyle's new four-seater should be here soon, so...
Really? Which four-seater did you get?
I got a Triple S Velocity.
Nice. That's going to be sweet, dude. Hey, when you guys go up to takeover, say hi to our buddy Zach Jeffers from Side by Side Guys.
Will do.
Absolutely.
I think... I want to say that we saw them in Glamis this season.
Nah, he didn't go down there. He wanted to, but he didn't get to. But he just got some new camera equipment, so big media guy Kyle right there will be all about looking at that stuff.
Dude, I have one GoPro and a cell phone. I'm not that much media.
Same.
I just pay attention to make sure it gets done. Otherwise, it won't get done.
Hey, GoPro.
Right, am I right?
All right.
You're right. President's weekend, we had like 9 GoPros, and nobody hit record at all.
Oh, I hit record. It's just fully unusable footage.
It's all
like said, someone's ass was out like most of the time, so you just couldn't use that. So
I'm telling
I don't know who that was.
If you started up your OnlyFans, you already have a week's worth of content there from President's Day. Shot.
Easily.
Yeah.
You're probably right. You're probably right. I think I'm going to see if I can get on, what is it called? What are the male strippers?
Chippendales. I don't know, but I heard.
Yeah, right. Totally.
Plumber ass. Hey, so now that you guys have some time to like fix your car, are there going to be any upgrades? Nick is going to be riding, so.
I just upgraded my springs.
Wait, what?
So I just upgraded my springs for this trip.
Yeah, right. Nick did some IBOC.
We'll be upgrading exhaust probably by next week.
Yeah, we'll hopefully be doing exhaust very soon. Thank you to HMS. And then I think I'm going to try to do potentially some custom arms. And I would like to do some bump stops, some real bump stops on my car.
Dude, that would help your back so much.
It probably would, yeah.
Like a four-seat Medusa.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, take what Alan Beth has done, but just make it.
Oh, look, it's Brent Gillum. Watch him blow up the feed now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, will you give me some info on this thing?
There's nothing to find out. That's a piece of crap.
What
is it?
What do you love? What do you want to know, George?
What do you want to know?
What is it? Like,
it's a Can-Am X3 4-seater.
It's a Can-Am.
That looks like a lot of work, dude.
It is a lot of work.
It looks like a shitload of work.
It's a lot of work.
There's a fluorescent orange one that was at the dunes.
Oh, there's two of them?
That's from Josh Riches. That's a different one that you're talking about.
Yeah, it needs some graphics on it. It's too much.
Yeah, that one's actually really, that one has a lot of motor work done. I think he pushes like 260 horsepower.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit, really?
It's
he doesn't even do
like a mini Raptor.
But you can't do
it. Down Sand Highway and back.
Yeah, because the bodies will annihilate themselves in the dunes.
Yeah,
I believe that.
We've duned that orange one that you're right there, 212s, and we've realize all the weak points in that body kit. So every time we went back to camp, it was
rubbing,
rewelding, and
yeah, it's always the hangers, right?
Yeah,
it was hangers. He just ripped the whole front fiberglass apart.
Yeah,
the last trip actually, he was. We stopped in the dunes, and he's like, "Hey, you got a screwdriver?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Let me see it really fast." And I handed it to him. He's like, The whole side of the cab was falling off.
Dude, he was just trying to do a dune sunroof at the time.
Like, yeah, I guess.
That's all it was.
Dude, people don't understand how heavy that fiberglass is, dude. It weighs a shitload. Hey, so
that only added 27 pounds, which...
Bullshit. Hey, so how did that one feel? Because that's like a pretty like nice
setup.
Nice jump.
That's the one.
That's the same one from a different angle.
There's video of the truck going that big, too. The Can-Am.
No, there's not. There never will be.
Turn to the right at the end there.
Yeah, it turned to the right. So that's why you're saying it got all whipped out?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the wind. The wind kicked it super hard to the right. Oh, it's not.
Oh, here, I got to play it again. It looks like such a cool jump, though, because it looks like you could find a downslope. It looks like you OJ'd it a little bit, but...
A little bit. Thankfully, the wind actually saved me because I would have way OJ'd it if it wasn't for the wind.
Oh, and it pushed you back?
It pushed me back just slightly, and it rotated the car. But that's still, like, you got to think, I was probably close to 30 feet in the air. It doesn't look like it in that video, but the picture kind of does a little better justice.
So, yeah. Like that, well, right? That
essentially right there is the same thing. That's just the better angle. Yeah. That's Ruslan, right? So
That's the exact same jump.
Yeah, basically 25-30 feet in the air and coming down. It was a legitimate 4 seconds in the air.
That would be MTS, and it would be Walker Evans shocks.
Hey, we got a battle here.
Yeah. Well, I know that that George has got Chuck Therapy before the show.
Big Chuck Therapy guy over here.
Hashtag no comfort mode. I'm a
This car behind us was the first YXZ to get IQS. It works pretty good, man.
Stoked. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I need to get that kit for my car on from MTS, actually.
Brian tried to say it was 9 feet.
9 feet. Yeah, it was 9 feet. Thanks, Brian.
Imagine how much more comfortable your back would have been if you could have just stiffened it up on those, some of those sends.
It was on full stiff, and my shocks are valved super heavy.
Yeah.
So.
What do you have, a 650 lower spring?
It's a 600-pound lower spring on my
Fucking way. Seriously?
Yeah. That's just the spring.
The four-seaters that we were running had like 450s. Like, that's way heavier.
It's super stiff. Yeah, the front of my car is way stiff, and it's set up that way specifically for jumping.
Yeah, right? Well, that's what Jeff was saying, because it's basically about, you're jumping that thing off of a building.
Essentially, yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
It was gnarly. And I've got full PRP seats, and I have a custom custom Bravo seat, full race seat, and it actually ripped one of the bolts out of the seat I landed so hard.
Really? Out of the bracket?
Out of the fiberglass.
No way. Those things are built good, too.
It's a super well-built seat, but I just landed that hard. If I wouldn't have had the shocks that I have and the seat that I have, I guarantee I would have broke my back. Like, that was real painful it was.
Hey, while we're doing it, and since you have your PRP hat on, did you guys see the PRP shop tour that I did last week or the week before?
I did not. I'm about to go back and watch it.
Yeah, go check it out. It's on Instagram, but we're going to post YouTube probably later this week.
That was a good tour.
It was pretty good. Aaron's, so solid, man. He's been in the game for so long. Like, I was going through there, and I was like, holy shit, man. I can't believe, some of the stuff that they do. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Were you guys in Glamis when that guy in that white sand car had to be airlifted up from the swing set when he's gone?
We were actually
go look at the clip. You'll see me running underneath him as he hits it.
Dude, yeah, me and Kyle were both.
That guy landed. I mean, it broke the car too, didn't it?
It did.
What happened?
Yeah. It hit the frame.
If he would have hit it at 20 miles an hour faster, he would have landed on the other sand dune.
He hit the he didn't hit the transition.
He almost.
You're talking about the guy that way OJ'd it.
Yeah.
He actually bent. So he had methods on the front of that car. And they fully tacoed.
Yeah.
Sure, if he would have had some fuels, if that wouldn't happen.
Fuel's one to taco.
If he had fuel in EFX, he would have been perfectly fine.
Exactly.
Yeah, he it actually stretched the frame, the front end of his frame. You can see where the impact at and the powder coat, it stretched it like a half an inch on some parts of the frame components.
Did you guys help that guy out when he landed?
I did.
I was like, John went over there. He ended up rolling all the way to where he stopped, and then there was a nurse that was there, ER nurse, and she basically took over and didn't allow anybody to touch him or move him until the medevac showed up.
Dude.
Wow. Yeah, so he knew he was hurt right off the bat, huh?
Yeah. So
Nick knew he was hurt too.
Yeah, he actually landed so hard when it broke his back, it numbed his right leg. So his foot was stuck on the throttle. So he had to pull his leg off the throttle in order to stop the car.
Yeah.
That's so messed up, dude.
Man.
Dude, well, hey, first of all, I think it's awesome that you're sending all this stuff, but please be careful, buddy.
Absolutely, yeah.
Jay Strong said, I heard you guys throw awesome parties with sick DJs.
We do.
We threw an awesome party at Sunset for the Farmer's birthday bash, a.k.a. hopefully dropping on Tuesday YouTube.
A.k.a. DJ Cowboy Deluxe. And yes, Brian, there is video of car wadding up. It's on our YouTube at Dune and Destroy, and then it's also on our Instagram page. You probably had to scroll down a bit. I'm trying to think of what weekend that was.
MLK.
Yeah, it was MLK weekend.
But yeah.
Hey, Jeff brought a surprise for you guys.
Got another surprise for us? The unicorn head.
He ran this thing on the front of his car at the dunes one time, just in honor.
I've run something similar to that on the front of my car in the dunes before. It did a little of this. I still have it, actually.
Is it a Black Mamba?
It's a Black Mamba.
That's hilarious.
We did some jumps.
Once you guys finish up dune season, like, what's the usual I don't know, structure then? Do you guys like start repairing cars, plan new trips, like Dune and Destroy Boys are known for sending it, but what are they known for after that?
Usually it's like right afterwards, it's mellow time, it's family time, because we've kind of, our families are so nice, you know, they let us enjoy the 6 months of the season where we just go crazy, go to the dunes, work on our cars constantly. So it's kind of take a little break, spend some time with the wife and the kids, whatever. And then, you know, it's immediately start doing some repairs, and now we're trying to gear up for some other events, and hopefully that just adds to the fun.
So. Yeah, there's two comments that came in that are pretty funny. I'm just going to say Jay Strong's one first. John really gay. His marriage to Ashley is a lie. He likes TP.
Thanks, Jen.
And then
this
one's actually one that I think it still needs to be answered between all you guys. Well, Shannon's not here to defend himself, but who do you think is the best driver?
Oh, definitely not Shannon.
Definitely not Shannon.
Thanks, Nick. Well, it depends on what you classify the best driver as.
Yeah,
because it sounds like we got a pretty good round campsite over here. We got Nick that's doing most of the leading and most of the understanding of how to rip dunes. We got John over there sending it. We
just Ashley's got Kyle all over Farmer.
Yeah, Ashley's all on Farmer's Nuts. Shut up, babe.
Really?
Farmer's a great leader. But we did have one last trip after I did that big jump. That was our guy's trip, which Kyle didn't make it to. And I would... We did this race, right? It's a poker run, and it's a race.
I was winning until...
Until I blew a belt.
Until he lost.
Until I blew a belt. If I hadn't blown a belt, I would have won. Third year in a row.
I don't believe you would have won.
I would have won. Especially, like, I wasn't even running my car in four-wheel drive. I was in two-wheel drive the whole time.
So, with that being said, John...
Yes?
Tell George who won.
You won by... seconds. And let me tell you why it was seconds. Let me explain why it was seconds. Because at every stop, you grab a card. You also have to complete a task before you get the card. Whether it's throwing a cornhole, there was washers at one spot,
ladder ball
thing at one spot. So at the very end, Farmer, being the river guy that he is, could not throw a horseshoe from half court as a ringer because he sucks at horseshoes. And so for 6 minutes, he's trying to throw a freaking horseshoe and can't make one. And by the time that we pulled up, he was still trying. And then we wrestled. And then he ended up finally making one because pressure was on. But
hey, so listening to that story, I hear a whole bunch of just like excuses right there. I'm not trying to bash on John, but all I'm hearing here is like, nothing but comments other than driving, because the question was who's the best driver, not the best horseshoe player.
Well, obviously I'm the best driver.
Oh man, like I said on the show, though, when we were talking on the show, I really want to get like Jeff go with us. I really want to get all of us to go to the dunes together. I think it'd be so fun, man. Has to have a big blast.
So check it, George, in that race there was, I think we had like 40 teams that competed, and it was I came in at 37 minutes. John came in at 42 minutes. Yeah. And then the third person was also, who's part of our actual group, he came in like 4 minutes after John, like somewhere like 44 or 46 minutes. And then the next group, besides one or two guys on these on dirt bikes, was like 16 minutes after the fact. Like after
We blew all these people out of the water.
We annihilated them. Like,
yeah. Sand cars, side by sides,
dirt bike.
Dude, yeah. I'm big racer guy, but I would probably be like 30, 40 minutes after you guys, just eating tacos out there, just hanging out. Like.
And some were doing that, but we, you know, I took it as, hey, you guys want, I'm racing. It's a race.
It's a race.
The last poker run that we did it in the dunes, in the Rhino, with four people in it, and we probably drank three 30-packs on the trip. Like, it was It was the most fun trip, but by the time we got back, the only thing that mattered, though, was your cards, right? And then it was for One Industries Ride Day, and we got back, and we won because our cards were better.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So there is it's money for first person back in each class, and then it's best hand and worst hand.
So you got incentives there.
That could have incentives.
That could change my mind a little bit.
Worst hand.
Yeah.
The worst hand thing is definitely good.
It's easy.
But I will say, you know, our whole crew is made up of actually really good drivers. I mean, for as fast as we go and as close as we are, like, we hardly ever hit each other. You know, it's...
All I got to say is I'm hanging second, third, fourth place with the only naturally aspirated car there, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of video of you cutting the corners really low, dude.
That's to get the shot, bro.
He's in
naturally
aspirated.
He's in
a... Once he's in a car, it won't be like that.
Well, yeah, once the new car comes, it's an even playing field.
He's in it for the angle.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
so you guys. So when you guys go dooning, does your crew run like aggressive like that or no?
Not on every
run. There's a lot of ones that we just go on beer cruises or just single hanging file. Out in single file. But there's a couple. Like there's a few of our guys that will go out on a fast ride and we'll all do that.
Gotcha.
But yeah. not that many. Not that many cars. Like maybe three or five cars. Yeah. You know, and that you can go fast. But we always end up getting some newbie in camp that's...
Well, you know how it goes. You don't want to...
I don't know who
you are. Yeah, no, we... yeah, we get it. You know, there's a lot of people who are like, who come out and they want to ride with us. And so sometimes they'll find us and they'll tag along and then they'll be like, whoa, you know.
Yeah,
they tell us, oh, I've been doing it for a long time. I'm really fast, really good. So it's like, okay, we can only take your word on it, you know, but then they ride with us and they're like, holy crap, guys, we don't drive that fast.
But, yeah.
Like, yeah, that's, Brian, like, count us in on that. Count us in on that, Brian.
A lot of people get scared when they get passed or they're right next to each other on a bowl. Like, it's you know, it's uncomfortable. Out of the comfort zone of a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be stoked to do some of those rides. Since they won't be able to see the comments on the video we upload to IGTV, Brian from Sand Asylum said, Poker Run and Glam is coming in November for veterans. All info is to be announced. Hope you all make it.
Yeah, we're totally in for that. Would be awesome. Yep. And Cody said he's a newbie, so don't worry, Cody. We'll give you the lowdown.
Yeah, really need to teach him a couple lessons over there. But yeah, so we always have fun, Nick. It's like we're just all around just having a good time when we're out there.
Normally our Mondays, when we stay on Monday, that's our kind of like relaxed day. That's when we go and just kind of find we're not driving super aggressive. Like we just kind of I try to pick just fast flowing lines and single file. But Saturday and Sunday are for racing. Like for our whole crew, just we always say, hey, like let's just go here and let's chill. Like 2 minutes later, I hear on the radio, so and so passed. Like it's game on. It's
There was a shot. There was a clip we were trying to get last year when you were towing. Who were you towing? You were towing somebody down the drags, and we're like, let's go to the drags, and we're going to do 5 miles an hour, 20 cars wide, all the way down the drags.
That was earlier this season.
Locker.
No, that was the beginning of the season.
That was this season. Yeah.
Yeah, we're like, we're going to go 5 miles an hour down the – and it didn't work.
Yeah, no. We pulled up, and Nick's like, cops, go!
Hey, Eugene said, what's the best lunch for a ride?
Usually we don't have lunch, at least I don't.
Yeah, our rides last from about 11 till about 6 to 8 at night.
Yeah.
So just pork chop in a can, that's about it?
I mean, we do SpaghettiOs occasionally, but a lot of times it's, you know.
Honestly, my wife is awesome, and she'll take Hawaiian sweet rolls, cut them in half, make sliders, put them in the cooler.
Those are bomb.
And they're mini sandwich sliders.
Yeah. Dan makes the best lunches with Cowboy Deluxe on.
Yeah.
See?
They are, yeah.
That's a river secret. Yeah, and then my wife will just pack, like, you know, obviously beef jerky and ham rolls and kind of just finger food in the ice chest.
Yeah. I mean, my wife will pack snacks like chips and random crap like that, you know, but
She packs Trulies. That's what you're trying to say.
No, I pack Trulies. whatever kind of seltzer we got for that week.
Lunchables and pork chops in a can. Can never go wrong.
Pork chops in a can?
I've never had that. That sounds disgusting.
Sounds pretty fucking gross.
It's literally Coors Light.
Oh.
Pork chops in a can is Coors Light?
Never heard of that.
Yeah, because it fills you up.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Mm. I literally thought it was like some sort of canned meat, dude.
I thought it was like
pork and beans.
No, I'm not that crazy, dude. I just know the slang. Slim Jim, Spam, and Jack D. There you go, dude.
Yeah.
All right. So since Nick wasn't on the show, should we ask him a couple questions?
Yes.
All right. So I got some questions for all of you guys. Do you remember what we were going to do when we were on the show, on the Dirt Life show? We were going to play Are You Smarter Than a Third Grader?
Yes.
Let's do it now with all three of you guys.
Okay.
So do you want to go in order so you get not a bunch of jumbled answers and nobody can hear?
Yeah, let's go. No, because it's got to be use your name as your buzzer because it's got to be a winner.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I'll call it out.
Yeah, so use your name as your buzzer to get it, the question. So the first question is...
Kyle.
Dick.
I knew that she was coming.
All right, let's get
it. Okay, new rule. You got to wait till the done speaking the question. The first Thanksgiving was celebrated by Native Americans and what other group of people?
Indians. Kyle.
No, that is the Native Americans. John.
The Native.
By, John. The English? By Americans?
No, Nick, you could steal.
By the British.
Starts with a P.
The Pilgrims.
Kyle, Pilgrims.
Kyle technically did follow the rules.
Bullshit. We'll give you half a point for bullshit. That
one. Kyle gets half the point for that one.
Damn it.
All right, do number two. This one's actually a pretty easy one. I think you guys should be able to get this. But remember, this is Are You Smarter Than a Third Grader? So.
Yeah, I can't. Right. Like it.
Oh, man, the American. Name the American president on the half-dollar coin who was assassinated in 1963.
John.
All right, John.
Don't what?
JFK?
Yep.
That would be John. That is John.
John, he jumps into the lead.
John's in the lead. Bam.
All right, Kyle got half a point. John's got one.
I really don't feel like that's a third-grade question.
What? Third grade. You know who got assassinated?
All right, next question. What's the name of the book about a friendship between a spider and a pig named Wilbur?
Kyle.
Kyle.
Charlotte's Web.
Boom!
I was going to let you have that one.
Oh, okay. Oh,
here we go. Here we go.
You guys have kids. You should know that one.
Nick, you've been around enough kids to know that one.
I mean, I did grow up on a farm. I should have known that fucking pig one.
You should have known.
Number four.
I think
what is the name of a body of land that is completely surrounded by water?
Come on, Nick. Come on, Nick.
Come on,
Kyle.
An island.
An island.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was so funny. Come on, Nick.
All right, hey, let's give, since Nick's such a good leader, we'll give him that one. You guys can hand over a point to him, so he's got one. He's still in the game.
I'm trying to think way more technical terms.
I like some of these answers that are coming in. Brian, USMC.
Oh, Hawaii.
Like, Australia, your mom. Hawaii.
Your mom.
Oklahoma.
What your mom, yeah.
Oklahoma.
I like your mom.
What's the capital of New York?
New York.
Shit. No, it's not New York. Oh, John, Albany.
Oh, you got it.
Boom.
You got it, dude.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. Right, cool. I didn't know that one.
Question number six. So, John, you got a lead by, I think, 1 point now?
Solid.
Half a point.
Okay, half. All right, what's the next one?
What's the closest planet to the sun?
Nick.
Mercury. Oh, coming in hot.
Mercury.
I think you got it right, too. He got it right. I was going to say Mercury.
Yeah, Nick got it.
What was it?
All right, so he's got 2 points, too.
What
so
did he say?
How many points do you have, John?
Mercury?
Yeah. That's
technically I have three, but we gave one to Nick, so I have two.
All right, so you guys are tied up, and then Kyle, how many points you got?
It's more fun to say Uranus.
It is 1.5.
It is. Skeeter says Poway Education.
Wow.
Wow, that's your dad.
I know, he's such a dick.
Oh, all right, this one's actually a pretty easy one. What is H2O also known as?
Kyle?
Water.
Got it.
That was super easy.
Yeah, that was super easy.
And yet you didn't say the answer.
Well, Kyle said it first.
Who invented the light bulb?
Kyle.
God damn you, Kyle.
Thomas Edison.
Damn, I thought you were going to say Albert Einstein.
Dude, Kyle is on fire right now. He's like
a fourth All grader. Of a sudden, he just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, you're like a fourth grader. You were held back.
Give him the fourth grader question.
Let's see here. What's the next? Oh, okay. A gallon of water weighs how many pounds?
Nick.
Kyle.
Oh, that was Nick, dude. Nick got that one.
7.
Oh,
Kyle.
Fail,
Kyle.
Dude.
Kyle. 8 pounds.
Damn it.
Got it. Dude, I don't think you guys can catch up now. I was going to say
8 pounds.
Are you sure?
No, we do, actually. But that means that you guys pretty much got to get all of them right. If Kyle gets one or two more, then the game's done, dude.
I'm fact-checking that one after the fact.
I got to win somewhere because I'm not the fastest driver.
What's the freezing point of water?
Kyle.
32 degrees.
they didn't call on you.
Oh, I said it first.
What was it?
32 degrees.
You got it. Or 0 Celsius, either one.
Catching up.
Yeah, why the fuck can't we just go on Celsius? Like, why do we got to be all crazy over here in the United States? Yeah. All right. Dude, Nick, this is a good one. Actually, this is a good one for all of you guys. What is the force that causes objects to fall to the ground?
Nick.
Kyle.
Nick got it.
Gravity.
Dude. All right. So it's kind of like.
It's what John tries to define every time.
Oh, we only had 2 more questions left. No, 3 more questions left.
Oh my God, what a dick.
Actually, I think Nick's going to get this next one too.
I'm on the bill. I'm way smarter than
United States and Mexico are separated by which river?
Oh, John. The Colorado River.
Bam. No.
Mm-hmm. What? Kyle. Oh, fuck. I fucked that
up. Oh, and they swim across it every day.
Wait, who said? I didn't hear who said their name.
Kyle did.
Okay, Kyle.
The Tijuana River.
No.
No. Wait, I want to steal again.
The Rio Grande?
Oh, got it.
That's in Texas, I thought.
Well, it did say Mexico and the United States, so I don't care where.
Oh, I was thinking California.
There's not a Tijuana River? What's that?
There is a Tijuana River.
What's that big cement canal?
The Tijuana River, I think that's made up, bro.
That's the canal.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I thought you were talking about Mexico and California. I'm over
that's
here.
A shit pond right there, dude.
Tijuana River canal.
Hey, you guys got to travel to Texas real quick, bro. Get out of California for a little bit. What is the capital of Nevada?
Kyle. Carson City.
Dude, I don't think anybody else can win, though. All right, I think Kyle's got this thing locked up. What's the last question?
Where is
it? All right, hey, you know what? Wait. We'll give 2 bonus points. So that means that if any of you guys get it, that means that you guys win. Whoever gets the last question wins.
Winner takes all.
Where is the Taj Mahal located?
Kyle. India.
Dude. Yes.
Wait,
Victoria.
Technicality, he didn't let the question
you
finish.
You are smarter than
him.
For the most part.
Thank God.
You didn't know where it was.
That anyway. It's you. Kyle didn't let the question finish. I wanna redo.
Are you like the U.S. government? You're protesting everything?
Protest.
Hey, you guys are in California, right? That's normal.
Yeah, that's absolutely normal activity in California.
Damn, so smart.
That's everyday life for us.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Dude, there's so many. And Brian, right in the middle of it, goes President's Day.
And your mom.
Oh, I like this, dude. All these people are just having so much fun. Hey, we're going to let you guys go. I know you guys got to hang out with your family. Nick's got to get home. So I appreciate you guys doing it.
Got to go pack.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you guys.
All right, later.
See you guys later. Nice to meet you, Jeff. Hopefully we'll see you guys soon.
Go get some tacos.
Bye.
Later, guys.
That's a half time. Later.
Have fun, Nick.
Yep.
All right, so we had a good time with those guys. Thank you very much to everybody that
commented
and had fun with us later. The Dune and Destroy guys have so much fun, man. Can you imagine going out to the dunes with those guys and just being in camp, just taking shots and barbecuing? They did an awesome job. Thank you very much to Nick Farmer. Thanks, Jeff, for hanging out. He already took off. We're going to go eat some tacos. See you guys later.